Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's look at local and national politics. I'm Daniela Vidal. This week, KBIA's Kara Tabor spoke with Dr. Gordon Christensen, the Democratic candidate for Missouri's U.S. House of Representatives 4th District seat, which is currently held by Representative Vicki Hartzler.
Dr. Gordon Christensen is a newcomer to the Missouri political scene. He's running on the Democratic ticket as challenger to 4th District Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler. Christensen is a physician and retired professor from the University of Missouri in Columbia. While this is his first time running for political office, Christensen served as chief of staff of the University of Missouri Hospital and is MU faculty council chair. Veterans, rural Missourians, education, and healthcare access are at the heart of Christensen's campaign platform. Veterans' issues are especially important to Christensen. During the early 1990s, he practiced at the Harry S. Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital. Here, he brought to light unethical behavior tied to patient deaths.
I want to be absolutely sure that the Department of Veterans Affairs is funded enough to do the things that it is tasked to do, and that those tasks include the benefits that are necessary for veterans and their families to pull their lives together after their service and to keep them together after their service.
With Christensen's drive to support veterans' benefits, especially health care, comes his mission to also expand health care access for Missourians. He says he wants to address problems with the Affordable Care Act and combat the effects from the lack of Medicaid expansion in Missouri. During the summer, he visited Osceola, Missouri. The area has suffered from the lack of Medicaid expansion and saw the Sac Osage Hospital, a major health care and employment provider for the city, close as a result.
Missourians have already paid the money to keep that hospital afloat. It's not new money that would have kept it afloat. What has happened is the money has now been shipped out to Washington as distributed to other states that have not sent it back. It's just shuffling of dollars back and forth.
In contrast to incumbent Representative Hartzler, Christensen believes that women's health issues like reproductive health should not be subject to government involvement. As a former educator, Christensen says that reforms to higher education funding are essential. Strategies that he supports include putting corporate tax dollars coming back from overseas back into the education system. He says this approach would also benefit corporations interested in a workforce that is motivated, highly skilled, and armed with purchasing power.
The youth of America is a natural resource to be developed. If we don't provide full opportunity for them to seek whatever they wish to do, we're squandering a very precious natural resource.
Along with education and healthcare access, reforms directed towards economic development, especially in rural areas, help define Christensen's plans. Within his economic development plan is the goal of increasing reliable, high-speed internet access to rural areas. Christensen acknowledges that being a newcomer to Missouri politics has its challenges, like a lack of name recognition outside of Boone County. To overcome that obstacle, he's reached out to voters in rural parts of the 4th District and military members, as well as students and the medical and academic communities. But Christensen says he's unique as a politician. He believes that there is yet to be a person like him running for office. A doctor, scientist, and educator who's exposed grievous activities tied to medical wrongdoing. His pitch?
Well, I'm the physician who saved veterans' lives. If you want somebody who's going to save your life, choose me.
For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Kara Tabor.
For more information on Mid-Missouri's political races, go to our website, kbia.org. That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Daniela Vidal, and thanks for listening.